The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, June 29th. What to know today about COVID-19 cases worldwide, and what a new report says about Russia's plot to hurt Americans. Also, we'll explain two historic votes and why one will lead to a state changing its flag. Plus, Facebook's newest policy, Boeing's Max Jet, is back in the air, and Yeezy goes to the Gap. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, we start today with two more grim coronavirus milestones the world did not want to hit. First, at least 10 million people around the globe have tested positive for COVID-19. And second, 500,000 people have died from it. By both metrics, the United States is the worst off, with far more COVID-19 cases and deaths reported than in any other country. And many of the outbreaks around the U.S. are moving in the wrong direction. The Washington Post calls Florida, Texas, and Arizona the new epicenters of the virus. All three states have been reporting record numbers of new infections for the last few weeks. Hospitalizations have also spiked. Because of this, Vice President Pence called off campaign events in Arizona and Florida, but he did visit Texas yesterday. While there, Pence did something a little surprising. He wore a mask and encouraged others to do the same. That's quite different than the president, who has not been seen wearing a mask publicly and has even made fun of former Vice President Biden for wearing a mask. As for Pence, he said masks alone will not do the trick. He also told people to practice social distancing. Pence has also been praising the Trump administration's response to the pandemic, saying they've minimized the damage. Other members of the Trump administration are taking a more serious tone, though. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, the Health and Human Services Secretary warned the window is closing to curb the spread of the virus. He says it's up to local officials to do more testing in the hard-hit areas and isolate those who have COVID-19. Russia was reportedly behind an international plot to kill American troops, and the Trump administration may have known about it but kept quiet for months. That's at least according to the New York Times, who reported all the details over the weekend. The Times cites American intelligence officials, who say a Russian spy unit offered to pay Taliban-linked militants to kill U.S. troops and others in Afghanistan. Of course, the Taliban is a group the U.S. considers a terrorist organization. But America has also been attempting peace talks with the group to try and end the long-running war in Afghanistan. So some officials are now suggesting Russia was trying to ruin those talks with this plot, though the real motivation at this point is not clear. Still, the AP, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post say they confirm the plot through their own sources as well. And the Times says specifically, intelligence officials briefed both President Trump and members of the National Security Council back in March. But President Trump has a different take. He tweeted he's never heard about this, and that intelligence officials did not find the info credible, so they never passed it on. He suggested the report was inaccurate and called on the paper to reveal its anonymous sources. Both Russia and the Taliban also denied any kind of deal, but that didn't do too much to reassure U.S. lawmakers on either side of the aisle. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he's urging the Trump administration to tell Congress everything it knows about this plot. And Democratic Senator Bob Menendez says he wants to vote on new sanctions against Russia ASAP. To be continued. There's backlash over a video President Trump shared on Twitter that showed one of his supporters chanting, "White power." In the clip, Trump supporters were driving a golf cart past a group of anti-Trump protesters at a Florida retirement community. Within the first 10 seconds of the video, the man behind the wheel yells "white power" several times. President Trump retweeted that video and wrote a message thanking the, quote, "great people" in the video. But about 3 hours later, the retweet was deleted. The White House released a statement saying the president did not hear what the man was actually yelling. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton guessed the president just saw a Trump 2020 sign and didn't pay attention to the audio. And before the post was deleted, the only Black Republican senator condemned the president for sharing it. Senator Tim Scott said on CNN the retweet was offensive and indefensible. Groundbreaking changes are coming to Mississippi. Over the weekend, state lawmakers voted to change the Mississippi flag and take the Confederate symbol off of it. The governor has already said he plans to sign this. And once he does, the flag will then have to be removed from government buildings within 15 days. A commission will then be tasked with creating a new flag design that does not reference the Confederacy. Remember, the Confederacy refers to the collection of 11 states who tried to leave the U.S. in the 1860s and establish a new nation that had its own power, including protecting slavery. Of course, it didn't work, and they lost in the Civil War. Now, there have been new and continued efforts to get rid of Confederate symbols that still exist around the country. Mississippi's flag is one of the latest, and it'll be up to voters in the state to approve the new design in November. Mississippi's population is nearly 40% Black, and a lot of lawmakers say this decision was long overdue. But the old flag still has passionate defenders. A few lawmakers who voted against the change say the old flag is part of their heritage. Mississippi was the last state in the nation to feature the Confederate battle emblem on its flag. In a historic vote, the U.S. House approved making Washington, D.C. the 51st state. It's a legislative milestone, but it isn't likely to actually take effect, at least not now. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he won't even bring the legislation up for a vote in the Senate. And even if he did, President Trump probably wouldn't sign it. In fact, Trump was quoted over the weekend as saying it would never happen. So why does Washington, D.C. want to be its own state in the first place? Mostly to get its own representation in the U.S. House and Senate. Right now, residents in D.C. pay federal taxes, but they don't have any representation in Congress that's actually allowed to vote on issues. They also say it's only fair since more people live in Washington, D.C. than Vermont or Wyoming. But most Republicans are against this, saying Democrats are just making a power grab. D.C. is a Democratic stronghold. In 2016, 91% of Washington, D.C. voters backed Hillary Clinton. Just 4% voted for President Trump. And some Republicans say it's not just about politics. Some say the nation's founders did not want D.C. to be a state and we should stick to their vision. The issue has been debated for decades. Friday marked the first time since 1993 the House even voted on D.C. statehood, and it likely won't be the last time. All right, we have more news still ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week. We don't all have the same hair, so why should we all use the same shampoo and conditioner? Well, Function of Beauty makes it so we don't have to. Function of Beauty is the internet's top-rated customized hair care brand with more than 30,000 five-star customer reviews and counting. In fact, I made time for some self-care on Saturday, and I used not just the customized shampoo and conditioner that I've been using every day, but also the hair mask, which I loved, and my hair felt so soft afterwards. And all it takes to get started is a short four-question quiz where you let them know about your hair and your hair goals, and they formulate the bottle for your unique hair type. Plus, Function of Beauty never uses sulfates, parabens, phthalates, mineral oils, or any other harmful ingredients. So to get started right now, go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to take your four-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. Don't spend another minute in hair misery. Go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to let them know we sent you. That's functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Facebook announced it's going to get more aggressive about moderating political posts. Facebook will now add warnings to posts from politicians who break its rules. And just like Twitter's fairly new policy, that will include President Trump. Until now, Facebook has been upfront about its hands-off approach, saying it doesn't want to interfere with free speech. But critics have argued Facebook allows hate speech and misinformation on its platform. And now it seems the new plan is in response to an upcoming 30-day advertiser boycott. Fox Business reports companies like Honda, Verizon, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Starbucks, and Hershey all announced they're planning to pull their ads, and they represent billions of dollars in advertising. So stay tuned to see if the new policy makes a difference. Starting today, plane manufacturer Boeing will send its 737 MAX jet back in the air. But at this point, we're just talking about test flights. Remember, the 737 MAX planes were grounded worldwide more than a year ago because of two deadly crashes. Boeing spent the last year updating the flight control software since the old one was deemed faulty. It made other safety changes, too. Now the next step is getting the jets recertified. That's where these test flights come in. For several days, a top Boeing test pilot will fly with pilots from the FAA. But even if everything goes well, it could still be months before passengers are allowed to fly in the MAX jets once again. Kanye West is about to bring his high-fashion clothing line to an affordable clothing company. The rapper's Yeezy brand is partnering up with The Gap. The AP reports Kanye's adult and children's apparel will show up in stores starting next year, though it does not include the signature Yeezy sneakers. Still, this is a big win for The Gap, which has been struggling lately. For now, one analyst predicts the new partnership will bring in $1 billion in revenue. Already, Yeezy's footwear partnership with Adidas is now a $1.5 billion business. Black Entertainment Television honored the best in entertainment, culture, and social justice. The 20th annual BET Awards happened last night, and they celebrated BET's 40th year as a network. The event was held virtually because of the pandemic, but it still included a few highly produced performances. It also included tributes remembering George Floyd, who died at the hands of police, as well as pop star Little Richard and basketball star Kobe Bryant. Another highlight of the evening came when former First Lady Michelle Obama presented the Humanitarian Award to Beyoncé. Other big awards went to Roddy Ricch, who won Album of the Year and Best New Artist, and the Best Male and Female Athletes of the Year awards went to LeBron James and Simone Biles. And that's it for your 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. And today we're talking about how the cost of rent is going down in some big American cities. CNN reports rates have dropped in places like San Francisco, New York, Boston, and San Jose. In some places, prices are down as much as 20%. The reason? Well, landlords are dealing with an increase in vacant properties. It's proof the pandemic has left a lot of people unable to afford expensive homes. Experts say prices have dropped the most for luxury apartments, but even smaller one-bedroom apartments are noticeably cheaper. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. If you found this episode helpful, please be sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen, or share the episode with a friend. We so appreciate you helping others know about the show. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.